Raylene, good morning.
Good morning, Howard, from Brisbane Airport, where I'm waiting to catch a flight to Sydney, and then by Tuesday morning I should be back in Israel.
What a trip you have had. You have, I don't think that most Australians have seen the amount of Australia that you've seen.
No, it's been crazy. I mean, I worked it out. It's been 2 weeks, 8 flights, 18 speaking engagements, countless pictures, countless friends that I've met, but what a country, and I have to say that Australians are just simply spectacular. Warm, welcoming, curious, down to earth, and my only objection is that they don't let you leave with a koala in your suitcase here.
Well, that is very, very disappointing. Raylene, before you rush to catch your next flight, tell us what's going on in Israel. The fires, actually a lot of them in the area of Israel that you live, which is the Modi'in area.
Absolutely devastating news this morning, and news of wildfires spreading throughout Mevo Modi'in, which is just outside the city of Modi'in where I live. The little village of Mevo Modi'in is all but virtually destroyed. I think there are 10 houses left standing, and 30% of the Ben Shemen forest has been destroyed by these wildfires, and also major fires in the south as a result of arson terrorism. But in and around Modi'in, it's extremely high temperatures. There is a khamsin at the moment, temperatures reaching as high as 45 degrees yesterday, along with Lag BaOmer fires, which the chief Rabbi Lau actually said it's not necessary to light fires for Lag BaOmer. And absolute devastation this morning. As you can well imagine, I've checked in with husband, family, friends to make sure everybody's okay. Thank goodness they all are. They're just saying, you know, the area is still very, very heavy with smoke. And now a lot of crowdfunding campaigns, a lot of collection of stuff that we can help these families who had to be evacuated get back on their feet. And I'm sure you'll see appeals coming within the next few days to try and rehabilitate the land.
So, Raylene, just to be clear, the fires in this area are not a function of arson. The fires on the Gaza border, we know that there was some, there were incendiary balloons that were sent over. That's in that area. In this central Israel, the Modi'in area, it is all about the heat, the temperature, and the very, very harsh conditions. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, Netanyahu has appealed for international aid, and they are expecting, because of very, very high temperatures and because it's a hot wind, that fires could spread throughout the country. And as you know, in this part of the world, they spread very, very quickly. So the whole country is on red alert for the rapid spreading of wildfires, and we are standing by for international aid. And as you can imagine, being so far away, I'm sitting on spielkas, as we say, because, you know, I'm not there with family and friends. But
absolutely,
we know that we have no greater supporters than you guys, and that you keep everybody in your thoughts and your prayers.
Absolutely. The other devastating little bit of information around this is that the village founded by Rabbi Shlomo Kalibach, also having been destroyed. I saw a post last night as well from members of the Yehuda Solomon from the Moshav band. The Solomon brothers, they of course come from the same village, and they're saying totally destroyed.
It's absolutely devastating. You know, this village was a place of a lot of love, a lot of peace, a great sense of community, and a great community whose sole purpose was to spread love. And the whole country is absolutely heartbroken for them. And our thoughts with Nechama Kalibach, the daughter of Rav Shlomo Kalibach, who was one of the founders of this little village. And we know that the people of Israel and of course our incredible communities around the world will open their hearts to do whatever is possible to ensure that they can rebuild as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Raylene, so where are you off to now? Where does Shabbat take you in Australia?
Well, Shabbat takes me to Sydney, gorgeous Sydney, Australia, and of course I've been to Perth, which sounded very much like South Africa, the wonderful community there. So I've gone from Melbourne to Adelaide, Adelaide to Perth, Perth to Brisbane, and now to Sydney, and I'll fly home from there. But I've basically done a full circle of wonderful, wonderful Australia. I've met my fair share of incredible wildlife along the way, including a rather gorgeous koala named Fred. And I'll be back in Israel first thing on Tuesday morning and hopefully back on air later that day.
Wow. Absolutely. How many speaking engagements do you think you've had in Australia?
By the time I leave Australia, about 20.
Unreal. Rolene Marks, making us proud in Australia. Well done. We feel your success down there is ours. Hope you have a safe flight, a Shabbat Shalom. And I know you're not going to have time to switch off over Shabbat, but just enjoy it and continue doing the amazing work that you do.
Well, you can't see it, but I'm sitting here with a huge smile on my face, much to the amusement of everybody else who's about to board the flight, because it has been such a treat to start my day off by speaking to my favorite guys, and I wish you all Shabbat Shalom and a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Rolene, and you too. Time is 6:25. That was Rolene Marks with the early Israel report, of course, talking about the devastating fires in Israel.